We are learning Masechta Chulin Daf Kufya Beis Omid Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Kufya Beis Omid Beis, the end of the line, last word in the line. We're going to go into Sugya Malicha a little bit now. We know that Malicha Reker Asach. When you sort something, it takes out Blias, and it could make a Blias absorb it to something else. So Amar Rav Nachman, Dogim Va'oifos Shemalchum Zam Zeh. You have fish and a bird that, or it could be basar also, that you moilech zeh im zeh, that you moilech both together with each other. Now, what's the question? The question is, there's some dam coming out of the birds. The dam of a fish is not asr, but dam of oifos are asr. So here, if you sort them together, is there a shayla that the meliach cooks some dam into the fish? Dogim v'oifos shemachum zeh im zeh asurim. The loch is, it's asr. What's asr? Rashi is the dogim are asr. Because the dam goes out of the basar and gets nibla on the dogim. So someone wants to know, what exactly is your case? How are you sorting these items? Hechidam, ibe kli shei menukav, if it's a kli that doesn't have a hole in it, I feel oifis, why is nami asiri? The loch is, when you sort any meat, you have to have a hole. Because if not, the dam comes out, oozes out through the melech, and it sits in the pan, and eventually it starts going into the basar. So even oifis, oifis will be asar. Ibe kli menukav, if it has a hole in it, I feel dog of oifis, nami shari, should be mutter. Now, if it's a klima nukuf, the reason why oifos and oifos don't give blias to each other is because it drips out. I momentarily, before it drips out, something should go in. Since it's busy expelling blood, it will not swallow any blood. So therefore, by a klima nukuf, where everything's going out pretty quickly, nothing's going to go into the oifos. So the oifos are mutter. But dog and oifos are worse. Why? Loilom klima nukuf. But dogim, shum de rafu kamayu, its skin, it's very thin. Kadmi upalti, it expels its blood first before the oifos expel the blood. And therefore it stopped working already, vahada bali minei, and therefore it absorbs blood from the oif. That means you say like this, that even by klima nukiv, it might be a problem, it's dam here. The reason why it doesn't absorb anything is because it's busy expelling blood. But the dag stops expelling any blood much before the oif. So it's already calmed down before the oif is finished. Now, dam is coming out of the oif, and even momentarily, it'll go right into the dag, and therefore, the loch is, the dag is awesome. Rav Mari bar Rachel, imlech le basa shchuta b'had basa trefa. There was a story where Rav Mari bar Rachel salted together basa shchuta b'had basa trefa. There was a klima nukuf, so, but the problem is here, it's a basa trefa. And what's the problem with basa trefa? That means besides for the dam, there's another element here. There's the juice of the meat. And the Gemara wants to know if that's a problem. Maybe the meliach put the juice of the meat into the basa shchuta, the basa trefa juice into the basa shchuta. Dam taka, it's busy being piled dam can't. What about the tzir? Also, kamei the rava amalei, the pasuk says hatameim. It says elo hatameim lechem. We dashim over hatameim less or tziron, that the juice coming out of a behemoth tameya is aser or sheretz tameya. V'roitvam, the roitav v'kipa shlem, and the pieces are all aser. And Zog Rashi, two lines on the bottom, the kivan the tzir on aser, mitzir abasar hashachet. Why machmas tzir atzreifa? Shinoich avoyim ben adam. We're pasha to us that since tzir is much thinner constitution than dam, it'll be noyach levoy, it'll swallow it up faster than dam, and therefore even ID the pal dam, it'll still be able to swallow the tzir. And once we establish now that temeim is marba, that tzir is aser, so then it'll become usher because that gets swallowed up faster than dam. Frank the Gemara, what do you have to come on to that? Why do you have to bring down this brisa? Just say pashut. Yeah, it swallows up the tzir from the trefa, and that's why it's usher, because it's maliach, because it's cooked. So tomorrow pashut, like we spoke already. Even the shmuel, havamina, hanemili damon. That's only by dam. That means only by dam and a klisha emanukiv. There you say, basa the palat hadabala, because of the salt will cook it in a kli she'en menukiv. Aval tzir v'roitvam, I would think, it's mutter. Aval tzir v'roitvam, some even have a girsa, aval tzir v'roitvam, it would be mutter. Agrash says, tzir zeh ba'amu avloi mitzer, and it wouldn't be a chshash. Kamash v'law, that's what his brisa, look at four lines from the top. Rash says, Kamash on the tzir osir v'tzir noyach v'layhu. That tzir is osir near tzir noyach v'layhu. Yeah, that's the Shakhtar of the Gemara. The Shakhtar of the Gemara is a little interesting because it never even speaks out this prat that tzir is easy to get swallowed up. But The Rashba has problems with the whole Shaka Vatari. Therefore, the Rashba has a different pshat in the sugya. But we're gonna Kedarka Bekadosh. We stick with Rashi. But if you want to see a little bit extra, look at the Rashba, who has a kasha Rashi's mahalach and has his own mahalach in the sugya. So tomorrow, Meizvin. So we established that when both things are meluach, it's mutter. Both things are salting together with a hole in it. The only thing that's a shiloh is we established klar that if both are meluach, dam is not a problem. What is a problem? Tzir. Tzir is a problem. So it means any time you have your meliach two things that one is tamei, one is treif, one's not treif, it's a problem because tzir goes in easier than dam, and if we don't say I did pal adam, it can't swallow tzir. Because we're establishing now, you can still swallow some tzir. That's what we established. That's the kasha on that. Meisvei, dog tar. When I ask a kasha on this thing that we established, that you can swallow some tzir. Meisvei, dog tar, shemolchum dog tamei. You have a kosher fish with a starfish. They are being meliach them together. Mutter. The halacha is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the only thing that's salted is the dog tar. So that's expelling something, but dog tummy is not expelling anything. It's not salty. Therefore, it's mutter. But it's mashma. If the dog tummy will be salty, my lab, my lab, we're assuming somehow, I don't know why we assume that, but it says dog tar, we'll see why we assume that. My lab, and stole its mutter. We're assuming now that both are meluach and it's still mutter. So it's a kasha. L'chayr, if they're both meluach, if the tummy was meluach, I understand why it's mutter, because it's not expelling anything. But we're assuming dog tar, shemolchum, dog tar means that both were salted. Both were salted. That's the from Lashon says molchum. I mean, they both were salted. If they both were salted, so why is it mutter? L'chayr, there should be tzir coming out of the dog tummy. My love says shnei meluchim. So it's a kasha. It's a kasha on the Gemara before. It's kasha on the story of Rava that's the answer Rami Bar Rachel that it's Aser. Zok the Gemara Lohi. Couldn't show your tar meliach but tummy top. The case was the tar had salt and the tummy was top. Like we spoke of a second ago, the tummy did not have salt. Therefore, it wasn't expelling anything. Therefore, it's mutter. It says in the Sefer, I'm going to tar meliach v'tamei tafel. In the Sefer, it says that's the case. Mechlal the reisha v'shnei meluchim. Askinan. Sounds the reisha talking about both meluchim. And I'm staying stolz mutter. So it's a kasha on Rava. So tomorrow, Prushikam Afarish. The Sefer was explaining the reisha. And this is how you read it. Prushikam Afarish. Tar shemolchum dag. If you were meleach two things together, the dar with dag tamei mutter. They're both mutter. Ketzad. Shahoya tar meliach with tummy tafel. The case was the tar had salt and the tummy did not have salt. Tafel means did not have salt. So that's what it means. It's prushik and farish. How can I mistabra? The ibisaka daitach reisha shnei meluchim. If the reisha by both meluchim is mutter, so has the shnei meluchim shari. If both are meluach, we say it's mutter. Tar meliach with tummy tafel. Boy, you have to tell me a case that tar meliach and the tummy has no salt, that it's mutter. Of course it's mutter. Even both meluach are mutter. So it's mistavra to say that Seif was explaining the ratio. So tomorrow, no, it's not true. It's not, the Hakanah mistavra is not a raya. Imushim ha loy iria. If that would be the Shikol Torah, it's not a raya. Why? Because maybe Tana Seifa legluya ratio. Maybe the Seifa is megala to us what the ratio is talking about. Really like this. Maybe really Shneim Meluchim is also mutter, not like Rav. So what do you need the sefer for if it's two cases? So I'll tell you why. Dleitema reisha tahar meliach. Dleitema reisha so when tar meliach of tami tafel avshnei meluchim is aser. Therefore, tana sefer the case was tar meliach of tami tafel, and that's megalat to us shows us that mechlal the reisha is a different case. Shnei meluchim vafilach ishari. So basically, Shaka Tari went like this: we have Rava's halacha that if you meliach a tami and a tar together, it becomes also because tzir goes in easy. Freitim or Akasha, it says over here mutter and ma'ish lav shnei meluchim. Whereas no, we're talking about that the tummy did not have any salt. So freitim or that's a sefer. So we're saying sefer is explaining the ratio. So Moses says, I'll bring a raya sefer in the ratio, because if the ratio said it's mutter by shnei meluchim, of course the sefer will be mutter. So then the Gemara says no. Really, maybe it's not, the Hakam Stav is not true. Really, maybe you could have said it's a kasha arava. Shnei meluchim is mutter. Now, why did it say again the sefer even a more posh the case? Because it says the more posh the case, the megalatos that the ratio is talking about shnei meluchim. So therefore, it's not a raya. But we got out of the raya by saying Purusha Gemafaris, but we don't. It's not muchach that way. It could be either way. Toshima. I think the Toshima is actually a raya to Rava. Let's see. Toshima. Mesefa the Sefa, from the end of that braisa. The end of the braisa says, Avamahoya Tome. The end of the braisa says, Avamahoya Tome Meliach. The Torah Tafel, the opposite. The Tome had salt, the Torah was Tafel. It says it's also. So why is it a radical case? Tome Meliach, this is also a Kasha. This is also a Kasha Rava. It says, Tome Meliach, the Torah Tafel is also. It's not a Raya, it's a Kasha. Torah, it says, Tome Meliach, the Torah Tafel also. Tome Meliach, but Torah Tafud also. Only if it's a radical case that Tomei is Meliach is it also. Hashnei Meluchim Shari. So it's a Kasha Rava. Smash Hashnei Meluchim Mutu. Because it's the only time it's also is only if it has both characteristics. That the Tomei is Meliach and Torah is Tafel. So if it's not busy expelling anything, that's why it swallows. But if both Meluchim, it sounds like it'll be Mutu. It's a Kasha Rava. So I'm like, no, really, it's Shnei Meluchim is also also. Why to pick this case? Ayat Tani Reisha, Tar Meliach, Tomei Tafel, because that's the only case that's mutter, that Tomei is Tafel. Tanaim is Sefer, Tomei Meliach, Tomei Tafel. Therefore, also by Sefer, it said, Tomei Meliach, Tomei Tafel. Just because Agav the Reisha. But Betzem, even by Shnei Meluchim, it's also like Rava. So the bottom line is, Rava holds Shnei Meluchim is also good. Seer gets swallowed up quickly. And we had tried a few kashas on it. Lamaisa, we came out, we could work it out, that this Braisa Rada holds Shnei Meluchim is also. And the Reish is talking about a case where the Tomei was Tafel. And the Sefer is talking about the Tomei was Meliach, and maybe the Torah was Meliach also. But either way, once a Tomei is Meliach, it will be Aser, according to Rava's way, in Mepharis to Braisa. If a Tomei is Meliach, that's alone enough to make it Aser for sure, even though the Torah is Meliach as well, and the Torah is shooting out because Tzir goes in easily, and that's Rava's Shita, and we answer all the Kashas on Rava.